from Richmond Fellowship, this is Radio Sparky.
Welcome along to the podcast, which shines a spotlight on the excellent work happening at Richmond Fellowship Services across the country. I'm Matt Webb, Communications and Marketing Officer, and this month's Radio Sparky is a special edition to mark World Mental Health Day. The theme for Mental Health Day 2021 is Mental Health in an Unequal World. So how is the work of our charity combating that? To discuss this, I'm pleased to be joined by Richmond Fellowship's Director of Operations, Robert Templeton. Robert, first of all, just tell us a bit about your role within the charity.
Thanks, Matt. Yes, my role is Director of Operations. I'm responsible for the day-to-day running of our 150 services across the country. And that's both mental health, employment, DA services as well.
So of course the theme for this year's World Mental Health Day is Mental Health in an Unequal World, and the Centre for Mental Health have said the equivalent of 8.5 million adults and 1.5 million children and young people will require mental health support as a direct impact of the pandemic during the next 3 to 5 years. That's quite a startling statistic, and in terms of the support that Richmond Fellowship has provided, obviously a lot of it's gone digital now, are we well placed to be able to provide that support into the future?
I think we are. I think that we've learnt an awful lot from the pandemic as well, and the effects it's had on the people we support, as well as learning to use new technologies that mean that we can get help to people very quickly. I think the biggest challenge the pandemic has put to people with mental health is isolation. We're finding many people have become more isolated, and that's becoming a greater threat to their health than actually the virus itself. We're well placed in that a lot of our services are about getting people back into work, getting people the right support, being able to hold their own tenancy and manage their mental health during a crisis. And we've certainly seen demand for our services have never been higher.
I was going to touch upon the crisis services because they play a vital role, especially in supporting the NHS and emergency services, because the support that crisis services provide is very vital. In terms of services that you've seen, have any stood out to you?
Yes, we've been running pioneered crisis services for the last 17 years, and we've just opened our 11th home in the centre of Blackpool called Sycamore House, which I visited last week. This is a really lovely place where people in mental health crisis can come to essentially a home from home, where you've got your own room and your own ensuite facilities. And most importantly, you've got staff around you who can support you through your mental health crisis. You're there for between 7 and 14 days. And not only can they support you, but will also make contact with the local community teams. And also, if you've got physical needs, and we've found actually that pandemic has meant that people with underlying health conditions haven't always been able to see their GP. And sometimes that can contribute to that mental health crisis as well. So you've got that opportunity to spend some time away from home in really lovely accommodation with the right support from our staff and linking to community services. And this avoids people going into hospital. And that's not only great for the people we support, but also very cost effective. Our crisis beds cost as little as £171 per night, and that's compared to an average cost of at least £400 to a hospital bed, which or even £500 a night for an out-of-area placement. And we believe that these crisis houses and this type of provision really is something that has a real future in terms of meeting those increasing demands from people who are needing the types of services we provide.
And some of the other services that we provide as an organisation are employment services. And obviously the pandemic saw lots of people being furloughed, lots of people coming out of furlough and being made unemployed. I would assume that our employment services have been a vital conduit in not just helping people retain their employment, but also getting people back to work post the pandemic.
Now, yes, that's very true and really important and a real first stage in getting your life together. What we're about in our services is jobs, homes and friends. And we've been running employment services for a long period of time. The landscape is changing, and many commissioners are asking us to develop models such as individual placement and support services, or IPS services. And we're best placed to support this. And this is about supporting people finding their job by helping them develop their CV, helping them with interview skills, and really looking at a detailed work preference profile to ensure that the work is best suited to the individual. And then working with them and the employers over a period of time to ensure that people really settle into their work. And when, I mean, I think once you've made that placement, that works really well. But over a period of time, there will be some blips and some things that will be there to help people work through those issues. I think that this is something that's absolutely essential in terms of making sure that those inequalities that have been highlighted by this World Mental Health Day are addressed. The most important thing in terms of raising inequalities is ensuring that people have meaningful occupation, that they have a great job, they have a surrounded by friends, and they have a great environment to work with. And as a charity, we're committed to making that recovery a reality for everyone.
Regarding employment services, you touched upon obviously getting people into work is very important, but also, as you say, making sure that when people who are in work are happy, because sometimes people have been out of work for quite some time and having to regain skills and getting back into the workplace can often be difficult. So having that provision once someone has gone back into work is also very important, isn't it?
It is, and I think the important thing is that we're not just placing people and then moving on, we're supporting them through that process, and we're supporting them liaising with their employer if there's a need to, and also people can come back to us if they've got a work related problem or a mental health problem, and we can support them through that and how they can manage it.
And finally, in terms of the support that Richmond Fellowship has provided during the pandemic, I mean, you must want to pay tribute to all of the staff and volunteers who've been making recovery reality in very difficult circumstances.
Yes, I'd just like to say thank you. Thank you to everybody. It's fantastic. People have been, even particularly at the beginning of the pandemic, when people were getting on the bus, they just continued to support people. We worked hard and creatively where we couldn't visit people in their own homes. We were able to meet outside. We were also able to use technology and for people to quickly adapt. And I'm hugely grateful for that work and that work that has continued for a long period of time in the most extraordinary circumstances. People that work for Richmond Fellowship really make a difference and have made a real difference every day to the people we support.
And what a lovely note to end the interview on. Robert Templeton, thank you for joining me on Radio Sparky today. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Matt. Take care.
Radio Sparky.